The Rafah crossing from Gaza to Egypt has been mostly closed since the Egyptian military deposed President Mohamed Morsi and his ruling Muslim Brotherhood in early July. Chaos occurs when the crossing is occasionally opened, as it was for a few hours a day this week. Only a few hundred Gazans are allowed across, but thousands want to leave in order to work, go to school, or get medical care. Egypt has also closed hundreds of smuggling tunnels. These were an economic lifeline to Gaza, which has been under an Israeli blockade since the militant Hamas group took power in Gaza 7 years ago. Egypt says militants were using the crossing and the tunnels to stage terrorist attacks in the Sinai, which Hamas denies. Senior Hamas official Ahmed Yusuf.
We are not stupid to create a problem with a giant force like Egypt. And we do respect them. And we all the time look to them as the big brother. Somebody that we really love.
Hamas staged demonstrations in support of the Muslim Brotherhood following the coup in Egypt. Gaza-based political commentator Talal Okal says this has angered Egypt's new leaders.
They are trying to say that it's the problem with Hamas is not security one, it's not media one, it's not with the military army, it's a political one, it's a complete crisis.
A professor at Gaza's Al-Azhar University, Muhaymer Abu Saada, says Egypt's new leaders may have broader objectives.
I believe that in addition to regaining control in Sinai and protecting Egyptian national security, it seems to me that the new regime in Egypt is trying to pressure Hamas to disconnect itself from the Muslim Brotherhood and to reconcile its problems with the Palestinian leadership. Mainly Mahmoud Abbas.
Hamas official Yusuf disagrees.
It's because they trying to divert attention from what's happening in Egypt. The demonstration, the coup d'etat, and all these things to some other places, and we are the easiest.
Hamas leaders are trying to reassure the new leadership in Cairo of their friendly intentions. Whether this will be enough remains to be seen. Scott Bob, VOA News, Rafah, Gaza.